I'm with Comcast Sports in Houston. We're owned partially by the Rockets and the Astros. So because of that, we have to be extremely careful with what we talk about, especially with the Rockets and the Astros. There was a specific incident where there were trade rumors with one Rockets player, and we were the only ones there to talk with this player to address those trade rumors. And what he said would have gone viral. Hoops hype would have been all over it. I came back, the producers thought it was amazing. You know, the web boss, they're like, oh man, this is gonna get the hits. But in the grand scheme of things, when you are partners, when you're owned by the teams, you have to be careful with what's being said. You have to make sure that what's being said is not negative about the teams that kind of own your station. So at the very end, that interview did not see the light of day. Now, you know, my station has policy, basically, if you're interviewing these players, even if it's a Rocket or an Astro, if everybody is getting the same information and these players or coaches say something, and even if it is negative, if it is widespread, then that's a different story. But if it's an exclusive and it's somewhat portraying those teams in negative light, that's not gonna hit air. So, you know, it's kind of different at Comcast Sportsnet. It's not really so much about breaking news if it's about the teams that own the station. It's kind of about brand extension. And so we do have to walk that line and just kind of report on the facts. And that's what it is.